Track 5, We Will Remember Them. Year by year, fewer remain with first-hand memories of fighting in the skies of the Second World War. A Norfolk man says we must share their stories before it is too late.
In his final years, Stevie Stevens asked people to visit him at his Norfolk care home. Johnny Cracknell was one of the people who answered his plea and was astonished at the stories the 97-year-old widower told of his wartime experiences as a bomber pilot. Stevie grew up at a time when many people still travelled by horse and cart. He did not imagine he would ever fly in, let alone take charge of an aircraft. But by the start of the war, his family had moved to London. One morning, Stevie returned from a night shift as a volunteer in air raid precautions to find just a crater where the family home once stood. His parents had been saved by crouching beneath their sturdy farmhouse table, but everything else had gone, save the bicycle he had ridden to work. Determined to fight back, he volunteered for the RAF. There was a high probability I wouldn't live, and I didn't have too much to leave except my bicycle for my younger brother, he said. The statistics for survival for a Second World War bomber pilot were brutal. Half were dead before they completed 10 missions. But Stevie flew 30 missions, mostly to destroy industrial sites in Germany. One night, enemy fire left a huge hole in the fuselage, cutting oxygen to the gunners and leaving them unconscious, and the wireless operator injured and severely frostbitten. He got the plane back, but although all 7 crew survived that terrible trip, 3 were later killed in action. Stevie met his wife Maureen, a radio operator, as she guided him into land at the end of a mission. She had her own remarkable war stories, playing a pivotal part in one of the best-known episodes of the entire war, talking the returning crew into land after the perilous Dambuster raid. 8 of the 19 aeroplanes did not return, and decades later, Maureen remembered waiting through the night in the desperate hope that they would emerge from the darkness. Johnny has been fascinated by aviation history from childhood and is a keen amateur aircraft photographer. Growing up, he dreamed of being an RAF fighter pilot, and one of the earliest memories is watching the 1969 Battle of Britain film with his grandfather, who had served in the RAF during the Second World War. I was spellbound watching the Hurricane and Spitfire fighter pilots save the day, said Johnny. At that age, it was all complete naivety. It wasn't until I was much older that I learned the historical significance of those events and the courage, sacrifice, and human cost of it all. Johnny lives in Poringland with his wife and 2 children and works for Aviva, but devotes much of his spare time to telling the stories of men who fought in the Second World War. I've been inspired enormously by this incredible generation throughout my life, he said. Their courage, heroism, sense of duty and modesty is something I feel future generations can and should both learn from and be inspired by. The term hero gets used far too loosely today, with people's aspirations and role models centered around money, fame or celebrity status. There is no contest who, for me, are the real heroes. Stevie passed away last year. But after visiting him several times a week and meeting his son Adrian, Johnny and Adrian were able to put together his biography, Tomorrow May Never Come. Stevie chose the title, and much of it is in his own words. Another Norfolk veteran Johnny was proud to call a friend has been a childhood hero. When Johnny discovered Battle of Britain veteran Wing Commander Tom Neill lived just a few miles from him, he wrote him a letter. And soon the 2 men had forged a friendship across the generations, with Johnny visiting several times a week, taking Tom to RAF events and helping him get his final books published. Tom flew more than 140 Battle of Britain missions and went on to defend besieged Malta and take part in the invasion of Normandy. He died aged 97, and Johnny said, Tom would never call himself a hero, but to all those who knew him, he will forever be. I think Tom was surprised that somebody of my generation had such a keen interest in both him and the Battle of Britain, and personally for me, it made me feel closer to my grandparents' generation, having lost mine some years before, said Johnny. Archie MacInnes was another veteran who rarely mentioned his wartime experiences, but Johnny knew they deserved a wider audience. I was blown away at how truly inspirational he was, and all that he had been through and overcome, said Johnny, who helped arrange trips out for Archie, including a Spitfire flight, and wrote his biography, Against Adversity, which was published just before Archie passed away on the evening of his 100th birthday. As well as writing books, Johnny has also put together a website to pay tribute to the achievements of many of the Battle of Britain veterans and raises funds for the heritage centres and museums preserving their stories. This autumn he joined two friends to run 85 miles in aid of three Bomber Command heritage centres on the 85th anniversary of Bomber Command. Next year he hopes to start work on another veteran's biography. I consider myself hugely fortunate to have met many of the last surviving members of Churchill's few, said Johnny. The opportunity for first-hand accounts is rapidly disappearing, and hopefully sharing these stories helps in a small way to preserve that history for future generations and families to read and remember.